The Lifestyle Show, presented by Selena McKenzie.
Now we're going to be talking about Nancy, Pamela, Diana, Unity, Jessica and Deborah, although we're probably not because we're going to be talking about their mother. They are, of course, the Mitford girls, but the seventh and arguably most vital Mitford woman of them all was the mother. To tell us more about Muv, the story of the Mitford girls' mother, welcome to the show, Rachel Trethaway.
Hello. Hi. Thank you for having me on.
You're welcome. So, yeah, we've heard a lot about, you know, the flamboyancy of these sisters. So who was the mother then?
Well, the mother's Sydney Reedsdale. And I think that she's arguably as opinionated, political and strong-willed as any of her daughters. And she's little known other than as Aunt Sadie in Nancy's novels, The Pursuit of Love and Love in a Cold Climate, where she comes across as a rather sort of flimsy, languid character. But in fact, she had very strong political beliefs of her own and had ideas on everything from health food to how to bring up children, which were very idiosyncratic.
So one of the daughters pretended she was her aunt.
One of her daughters pretended, yes. I mean, she was just an incredible woman. She fell out with several of her daughters, and then others saw her as sort of a really important force in shaping them all.
And she, from what we knew back then, they were considered to have had quite ordinary parents, weren't they, the sisters? But clearly that's not the truth.
Not at all. I think that we just get carried away with the picture of her in the novels. And in fact, she was someone who was very involved in the local Conservatives in the 1920s. And then during the 1930s, moved on to become a very strong supporter of Hitler, which was very controversial. She also was the person who held the whole family together, because whenever anything was going wrong for any of her daughters, she rushed from one to another in a sort of triage system of being there for whoever was in the worst crisis at that point.
Yeah, I mean, if you've got six daughters that, you know, and you're the one that's brought them up, they are going to take after you in some way, aren't they?
Yes, very much so. I mean, some picked up her skill at interior design. Others, like the Duchess of Devonshire, a talent for business, because Lady Reedsdale ran a farm with lots of chicken on, and that was enough to pay for her daughter's education. Whereas, more controversially, others, like Unity and Diana, picked up on her more right-wing politics.
And the father was David Freeman Mitford, is that right?
That's right. That's Lord Reedsdale, who most of us know as Uncle Matthew in The Pursuit of Love and Love in a Cold Climate. And I mean, he's just one of the great comic characters of all time, you know, with his sort of blustering hate of damn sewers and foreigners. And he always comes across as more fun and more interesting than Sydney. But that's not quite the truth.
And were there any brothers, or was it just the six girls?
There was a brother, there was Tom, and tragically he was killed at the end of the war. But he was the only one of the family that everyone always got on with. The girls always fell out among themselves, so they'd love each other, hate each other, and with the mother too, and the father, everyone loved Tom.
You mentioned that the mother didn't get along with a couple of the daughters. Why was that, and which ones were they?
Well, Nancy never got on very well with her mother. She was the eldest daughter, and she felt that her mother never loved her. And the two women just clashed right the way through to the very end. Nancy wrote a really unpleasant article, which made it look as though her nanny did everything for her rather than her mother, near the end of Lady Reedsdale's life. Whereas the other daughter, who didn't get on very well at times with her mother, was Jessica. And this was partly politics as well, because Jessica was a communist. And so when half her family were moving to the right and supporting the fascists in the 1930s, Jessica eloped and cut herself off from the family and eventually moved to America. She was later reconciled with Lady Reedsdale and actually said she really began to rather love her, because Lady Reedsdale was just always there for her.
And apparently, was Deborah the one that lived the longest? She only died in 2014. Was she the Duchess?
That's right. Debo always loved her mother. She was the youngest daughter, and she had no problems with Lady Reedsdale. Some of the sisters felt that Lady Reedsdale got better at bringing up children as time went on. And Debo and her mother had a lovely relationship. They always were totally loving towards each other.
Was she, as was in those times, a young mother when she had her first child?
She wasn't incredibly young by those days. I mean, she was about 24 when she had Nancy, but her mother had died when she was only 7. So she didn't really have a good maternal role model. And I think that affected particularly how she mothered the eldest children. She handed them over to nannies. However, she was always there for them. And some other women of her class and generation just completely left them to staff to bring up. And Lady Reedsdale was pretty conscientious about everything from her daughter's food to their education at home.
And why the title Muv, Rachel? Is that short for mother?
Well, it's one of the many nicknames that the Mitfords had for each other. So her daughters used to call her Muv, or the poor old female. And poor old David, their father, was known as a whole range of things, from Farf to feudal remnant to the poor old male. So there were lots of nicknames in the family, and all the girls had about 5 each, which are quite hard to keep up with, really.
Yeah, sure, yeah. I know you're a historian and have written books in the past. What's next for you?
Well, I'm looking for any good topics if anyone has any ideas. I always like writing about forgotten women who I think should be known more about. And I really love that sort of first half of the 20th century type era. It's so interesting, and particularly those interwar years. So if any of your listeners have any bright ideas, I'm open to suggestions.
Maybe you should write about Tom, the brother.
And I was thinking about that. I was rereading my book and I was thinking, you know, Tom is the one no one's written about. And I just wonder how he negotiated it with all these women around him. I mean, he was an interesting character. He was homosexual at Eton. Then he had quite a lot of affairs with married women later on. And he had quite complex political beliefs as well. So who knows, if this Mitford one goes well, maybe I'll be doing Tom next.
And I believe one of your previous books is The Churchill Girls, all about Winston Churchill's daughters.
Yes, I love doing that one. And actually, I sort of see it as a companion piece to this one, because the Mitfords and the Churchills were cousins.
Oh, yes, of course.
Socialised together, yeah. And it's very similar, although the Churchills were, of course, on the right side of politics, whereas half the family certainly weren't with the Mitfords.
Well, this particular book is called Muv, The Story of the Mitford Girl's Mother. It's by Rachel Trethaway, who we're chatting to now. And as always, we're selling it right now on our website, tre.radio. Fascinating stuff, Rachel. Thank you for telling us a bit more about the seventh Mitford girl today.
Well, thank you so much for having me on. It's been a pleasure.
You're welcome. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.